prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, happy new year. Welcome back to another year of you doing the same damn thing and expecting different results. Well, we're going to see if we can put a stop to that today, because as you know, today is the Blueprint Power Hour. Let me bring my man in here.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you're watching live and you post your questions on Facebook, go to Superhuman Radio Network or my personal Facebook page and you'll see the show streaming. And you post your pictures and we'll put it up there. And look at this. Morton Babino is already here. Happy New Year to you too, Morton. Listen, you know what, Rob? This is it. This is the same thing year after year, right? Everybody's going to do the same thing again this year.
That was a great way to open the show, man. Like, you had me laugh.
Oh, man.
Funny stuff.
You know what's really surprising? I went to the gym this morning and trained at 7:30 and expected there to be a barrage of newbies there, and the gym was empty. I almost feel like we finally reached the end of the madness, that just by making a promise the night that you're so drunk that you forgot to put your diaphragm on and now you're pregnant, and but you made a promise to get yourself in shape, and it's serious. You're really serious about it because you prayed to Jose Cuervo, the god of ruined promises, right?
Same thing at my gym. I think it's the hangover thing. One quick thing before we get going, though.
Yes.
Did you see the abomination that was Planet Fitness in Times Square?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. I wanted to throw up. The stage shows. The stage itself was a big Planet Fitness purple and yellow monument to mediocrity, and they had also given out seemingly hundreds of these stupid looking Planet Fitness Mad Hatter hats. It was atrocious. Yeah. I couldn't watch it.
Well, I gotta be honest, you know, I gotta keep it real. I actually went to Nashville with Elisa and some friends, and I drank for 3 days straight, and I'm honest about it. I put it up on Facebook and everything, so there you go. Hey, Jeremy and Nancy Gene, I'm sorry. Hey, it's from South Carolina. All right. Yeah. A fun place to be. There you go. What'd you do for New Year's? Anything?
I went to bed early because I had to train the next day. Yeah. You know, the way I look at it, Carl, is this. They're going to drop the ball and ring in the new year without me. And sure enough, they did it again this year. So, I'm not against partying, but it's... Look, I'm not into late hours and alcohol and things like that. It's just not getting me to where I'm going.
Yeah, I have to say, unfortunately, that I was bitten when I was a kid in the 60s and 70s. And it's and as Chris Cross is pointing out, I put pictures up of me with a fedora on the other night. And it didn't look like me. It actually looked like my father. Hey, before we miss out on this, is it snowing where you're snowing? Because it's getting really cold in this studio all of a sudden. Wow.
It has been in the single digits and below zero at night. We had snow a couple days ago. There's probably more on the way. It just sucks.
We're not getting snow here in Louisville, but we have horrible, horrible cold weather. This morning It was -2 when I got my car to go to the gym, and I parked my car outside, so I felt like -2 when I sat in the car. Anyway, let's not jibber-jabber any longer. Let's get to questions. This one comes from Jill Mazur. She says, I'm new to this and don't belong to a gym. Never really exercised either. I've got a New Year's goal of dropping 20 pounds. What's the fastest way to go about it? First of all, I have to say that I commend Jill for coming into this forum and asking this question, as opposed to going to, you know, the Today Show and asking George Stephanopoulos, Snuffleupagus, how she should train. God bless you. I think that's great, Jill. Fantastic.
Yeah. Yep. It is. It's great that she asked here. it's probably not great because people that are looking for fast results usually wind up in one of three places. Disappointed, suckered into buying some miracle fat loss pill, or three, as in the case of DNP, dead.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't think it's quite so serious in this case, but, you know, I want you to know I can understand the sense of urgency. Beyond today's generations wanting things yesterday, the diet industry has told you that they can deliver on fast. Fast and easy, to be precise. Let's bring the conversation down to earth, though, and then I'll get into some practical solutions. So first things first, you want to drop fat, not just weight. Plenty of people, and I see it, it's going to happen again this year, plenty of people drop 20 pounds, but unfortunately, most or all of it is muscle. So in effect, they just become smaller fat people, you know, usually with an even worse body fat percentage. So we need a tool then to evaluate fat loss. And the cheapest is a tape measure, you know, as your measurements far outweigh any numbers on a scale. And if you insist on a scale, though, at least buy one that calculates body fat percentage. Flawed as they are, you know, the important thing is the scale is consistent, okay? It can be off by 20%, but as long as it's consistent, it's all good, because drops in your body fat percentage over time are what you're looking for. Now, how to get there? You can find evidence that people will lose weight on low-carb diets, low-fat diets, and low-calorie diets. The common denominator in all of them is keeping insulin low and or steady. I would suggest the easiest way to go about this is to moderate your carb intake as the method of achieving weight loss, at least initially. And note the word moderate, not eliminate. For most people, this carb ceiling is around 100 grams. You know, if you can cut back to that level and reevaluate after 2 weeks, for most people, that's doable. 2 weeks on a no-carb diet, most people don't make it 2 weeks. I don't need to tell you that. The rate of recidivism is awful. The vast majority of people, though, if they cut back to, let's call it 100 grams, will register some type of fat loss or at least get it going in the right direction. The next most important thing is exercise. I don't care if you start with 5 minutes a day. The important thing is to get in the habit. If you can use a toilet seat, you can exercise. You know, and I tell people all the time, you got 5 minutes, you can use a toilet seat, you're in business. Real simple. Do as many body weight squats before breakfast as you can in those 5 minutes. Build that up to 100 reps before expanding it to 10 minutes. No excuses. I mean, everybody has at least 5 minutes to spare, and you don't need to go to the gym. That's the other big, you know, roadblock that people come up against. On alternate days, days that you're not squatting, start your day with a 10-minute walk and expand that later to 30 minutes. You know, so all of a sudden, congratulations, you have just married resistance training with cardio and a diet that you can live with, okay, or a framework at least within which that you can work. You are on your way. The point I'm trying to make here is that everyone starts somewhere. For many New Year's resolution people, they get overwhelmed with complex diet plans, making a commitment to join and go to a gym, and in general, they hold themselves, otherwise hold themselves accountable in some way. You know, people need simple. They need at least a simple entry point into the world of physical culture. It's not that hard to read a label or to squat up and down for 5 minutes or take a walk. All of those things are simple. The single most powerful thing you can do to help these folks is to give them one or multiple easy entry points into the world of fat loss. emphasize, and really this is the important part, emphasize that it's not important to get things perfect. What's important is to get things started and to keep them going. So this is what I would tell everybody that is a regular with this show and really knows what they're doing. Resolve to help at least one person this year with their New Year's resolution goals. What I just gave you is the easiest, most painless way for most to go about it. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to see someone who has no concept of what they're doing. It's a wonderful thing to see someone who does know what they're doing help them and to help them succeed. So I would tell you good luck, Jill, and start there.
Rouse is in New Zealand and saying hello to us from New Zealand. Also, we have a question from Nancy Jean that we're going to get to. We're going to have to get to it after this next commercial break, Nancy, because we're going to take an early break, and we're going to come back and answer two questions when we come back. The first one is going to be from Hunter Stark, and then we'll get to Nancy's question. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn more.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrontil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrontil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrontil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrontil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
Atrontil, Atrontil.
Atrontil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So while I'm waiting for Rob to come back, there he is, I'll do a little commercial. Have you heard about the new Quest cookie? Well, guess what? You can keep hearing about them because I'm eating them, baby. That's what celebrity brings you. I got a box of these the other day, and I posted pictures of it up on Instagram, and some guy goes, hey, you're not supposed to release those pictures till January 18th. And I said, no, I'm not an ambassador, dude. I'm a celebrity. I get to eat them while you guys have to look at them. But no, I'm only kidding. These are, right. Quest, you know what? Quest changed the landscape of the bar industry. Because when Quest came out with the Quest protein bar, all the other protein bars followed in suit. They're about to change the cookie category now, too. These cookies taste like plain old chocolate chip or double chocolate chip. But they have another one that is, what do they call it? Peanut butter cookie. Yep. They're you just feel like you're eating a cookie. You don't think about it and think, oh, well, this is actually a cookie that's good for me. They just taste great. Let's get a shout-out here to Joshua Goldberg, who is watching live. Thanks for watching. I think he's making reference to my Facebook pictures from New Year's Eve there. Thank you very much. Okay, so Hunter Stark says, I listened to your show where you discussed the two supplements you'd use on a budget, lecithin granules and apple cider vinegar. Great suggestions, and I'm already seeing benefits. I have some leftover Christmas cash, though, and wondering where to invest it. Should I do creatine?
Yeah. You know, the list is long as to what you could buy supplement-wise. You know, my short list would be creatine, desiccated liver, or whatever. What you really want, though, is something you can gain with over and over. And ideally, something that's not going to require a monthly outlay, right? Every month. Let me tell you how I'd play it and how I do play it. I would invest either in my newsletter or someone else's, or Brooks Cubic stuff, or another quality source of training information. In prior shows, I've discussed loading patterns here, right? You've heard me talk about them ad nauseum. In the past 10 weeks or so, I've used two to put about 50 pounds on my squat, and I've got four more just waiting in the wings. By the time late spring rolls around, and that is worst case scenario, I fully expect to be squatting over 100 pounds more than where I started. Now, kindly answer me this question. What supplement can you buy, or even drug, that's going to add 100 pounds to your squat in under 6 months? I have asked this question before, and I have yet to get an answer. And I'm going to be waiting a long time, too. Because it isn't creatine, it isn't whey protein, it's not Synthogen, and it's not even D-ball. There isn't a single steroid or anything else you can name that can come close to that, or, you know, at least in the time frames that I've given. Now, the sad reality is that a lot of people listening know what I just said is the truth, because it is. They just don't care enough to pursue it any further. Now, not everyone. Ginger, come here. These are the same people that whisper behind my back at the gym, I must be on steroids. I'm going to go in there today. I'm going to see half a dozen of these people that I've talked to before about these loading patterns. I've even tried to give them away. But these are the same folks that say things like, there's no way. Here's the last one I heard. There's no way at age 48 he's doing that without some help. You know, it can't possibly be that I know something they don't, or I've been doing it longer than they've been alive, or, and this is the big one, because it's what exactly what I'm doing. I look in areas other than magic pills, powders, and potions. So do me a favor. Actually, do yourself a favor. Take that Christmas cash and buy a book or a course or whatever. Whatever piece of training information that you think will get you to the next level. Because for me to sit here and tell you to buy more product, even if it's my product, I would be doing you a major disservice. Nobody wants to hear it, but that's not going to stop me from telling it like it is. And that's how it is, folks. So take that money and invest in information. Best of luck to you.
And this is kind of a continuation of that. Okay, so Chris Cross says, never-ending supplements, good idea, but infrared light, what do you guys think about some scientific data that shows that it stimulates mitochondrial function, can increase testosterone levels, blah, blah, blah. But the only thing I would say to this is this. If you are looking at near-infrared light, you're forgetting that it's just a wavelength in sun. Just get out in the sun. Sun does all these things. That's what does all these things. Sun.
And I'm sorry, who asked that question?
Chris Cross.
Chris, huge credit to you for thinking outside the box. You know, infrared light, frankly, would not be one of the first things that comes to my mind. But it just shows that what is he doing? He's doing exactly what I'm doing. He's looking in areas other than magic pills, powders, and potions. So while I haven't used infrared light, I can attest to what you're saying, Carl.
Get out
sunshine
in the sun.
Get out in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, sunshine is a performance enhancer. It is. And a lot of people don't look at it that way because it's free.
Let's go ahead and
unfortunately.
Let's do this real quick. Let's answer Nancy Jean's question. This is another woman who's in the group. She says, I don't eat a lot, and I could care less about food. I don't live to eat. I eat to live. But how do I change my ways and eat more frequently and better? It sounds like she wants advice on how to increase her appetite. What do you think, Rob?
Well, you know, I think first and foremost, why you need to eat more frequently or whether your hunger is guiding you in that direction. And I say this because I force-fed myself for 15, 20 years, but when I finally sat down with some of the strongest men on the planet and I asked them about diet, here's how it went. I asked them, how often do you eat? He said, I eat when I get hungry. And then I said, well, how often is that? He said, 3, maybe 4 times a day. I said, how many grams of protein do you get? He says, I don't know. I try to have some protein at every meal. And that was it. So, you know, what kind of guidance you're looking beyond that? Well, increasing hunger, if you really want to increase hunger, there is an herb that I use in Progenitrex. It's called Anacyclus perithrum. And it will dramatically increase your hunger. But even more so than that, it will favorably repartition most of the food that you eat, in particular carbohydrates, toward muscle and away from fat. So I would give you that suggestion.
If you're willing to cross over to the dark side, something that works amazingly successful that I've always thought they should give elderly people, because elderly people become frail because they lose their appetite first, and frailty is a big problem in this country. On one hand, on one end of the spectrum, you have obesity. On the other end of the spectrum, you have frailty. GHRP6 for women, 125 micrograms to 225 micrograms will give you a ravenous appetite within 20 minutes of injecting it. It's a subcutaneous injection, so it's the needle is the size of an eyelash. You put it in the skin. You don't have to go in the muscle with it. It's just like insulin. You inject it, and literally 15 to 20 minutes later, you'll be so hungry. Not hungry like you're going to overeat. You can regulate it. If you try 125 micrograms and that works for you, just stay there. But that should be used therapeutically for people with cachexia and wasting disorders who just don't have any appetite. because that gives you spontaneous control over appetite. Spontaneous. 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I took too much one day, and I literally was eating brewer's yeast out of a can with a big soup spoon and saying to myself, you know, brewer's yeast and honey would probably make a great candy. And like, no, wouldn't it taste disgusting? But I convinced myself it tasted great because my appetite was so strong.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. And of course, I've made this point before many times. It's easier to drink 1,000 calories than to eat it in whole food. So, you know, consider this fact. One cup of heavy cream mixed in your protein shakes or otherwise adds 1,000 calories. And especially for a woman, that adds up fast.
So she's 58 years old. Okay. She weighs 160 pounds. Jeff Clifton just said, I'm sorry, she's 5'8". I apologize, Nancy. You're probably punching your iPhone right now going, that idiot said I'm 58? No, she's 5'8". She weighs 160 pounds. Somebody said cannabis could help, you know? Jeff Clifton said cannabis can help. That's actually a really good point because, you know, there's a lot of places now where it's legalized marijuana, a little cannabis, and you'll be hungry. Now, that may impair, you know, your function the rest of the day. CBD oil doesn't seem to affect hunger at all. Not at all. Not in the least.
That's it. Well, we've certainly heard that about cannabis. I have no practical experience, but, you know, that can boost appetite. You hear stories that, you crave not necessarily the best foods, but you work with what you have, you know. And beyond that, I will say this. For people with anxiety and sleeping problems, people that use medicinal marijuana or otherwise tell me they sleep much better.
Yeah.
Much better. So
the next question comes from Matt Lawrence. Matt says, you mentioned you got one of Brooks Kubik's books for Christmas. What was it again, and did you really learn anything from it? I'm turning 30, and I need to know if I should buy now or wait till I get old. Wait till I get it? I don't know. Wait till I get it, maybe he said.
Wait to get it. you know, the name of the book, again, is Gray Hair and Black Iron, Training Strategies for the Older Lifter. I don't have all of Brooks' books. I've got a couple. I don't think, frankly, he's written a bad one from what I've read. But with respect to training for the older lifter, let's say it's 35 or 40 and up. Here's what most people don't realize. The people that can benefit the most from this kind of information are people in their late 20s and 30s. Although that's not to say, you know, there wasn't plenty of useful stuff in there for me. At age 48. So let's talk about why. If you were to go by every newsstand publication and most internet writings, you would think this game was exclusively for young adult males between the ages of 15 and 21 or thereabouts. You know, why is that? Well, for the same reason the armed services recruit young males of the same ages. These people have the time, the energy, and physically robust constitution to go places. That doesn't mean older trainees can't, only that youth, you know, makes things a lot easier. You know, when you're 15 to 20 years old, you are flooded with testosterone. And test is what makes guys aggressive, competitive, and willing to take risks. And as such, virtually everything that's written has to do with building large amounts of muscle mass. So the goal then is to slap 20, 30, maybe even 50 pounds or more of muscle and stand out from the crowd. It gets girls, or so they'll tell you. It helps athletes win championships. It is true that in youth you will never again have the perfect symphony of sky-high testosterone, growth hormone, insulin sensitivity, and the ability to eat and assimilate large quantities of food. It is all upside, or seemingly so, but nothing is so simple. Your late 20s are marked by the single biggest drop-off in test and GH a male will experience in his lifetime. Your ability to engage in and recover from high-intensity exercise changes, and it's not for the better. Your insulin sensitivity is no longer dazzling. some modifications are in order, although most people have no idea what those are and what they need to do. Brooks's book is like having a vision of Christmas.
Say that three times fast. Say that. Brooks's books. Brooks's books. Brooks's books. Can you do that?
Brooks's books.
Hey, and Brandon Murphy. Really, and Brandon Murphy's right. He says muscle gets girls all right. He's right. It does. Except it won't get you a feminist that wants a weakling guy, because a lot of feminists want a guy that can slap around. You won't get a feminist. I'm sorry, Brandon. Sorry about that.
Run like hell if you find one of them. All right. So what Brooks does is he tells you what's happening to you, but more importantly, what to do about it. The information on the changes with respect to your connective tissue go through and how to adjust it is worth the price of admission alone. You tell me, how many pitfalls would you avoid if I was able to tell you what was going to happen to you for the next 10 or 20 years?
All of them.
Yeah. All of them. Right. After overtraining, the failure to adjust to the passage of time is the single biggest training mistake most people make. I'm 48 years old. If I insist on training like I was 28, bad things are going to happen. Bad things have happened because I've made that mistake. You absolutely need to know what to do from an intensity, volume, and frequency perspective, because those are the fundamentals. You need to know how to put the brakes on getting bigger at some point, because, you know, but instead focus on getting stronger or in better condition. It's pretty obvious to me that carrying 250 or more pounds of muscle into old age is you know, detrimental. Even if it is all muscle, you know, you feel it while you're climbing those stairs. Brooks shows you how to get to a very strong pound for pound weight for your body and your skeletal structure. It's not taking a step back. In my mind, it's actually moving a step forward. As with my loading pattern advice, few people are going to take me up on buying Brooks's books, and that's a shame.
But it's a different type of training, and it's also necessary. We're learning that from Military Fitness Radio. If you want to be truly, you know, a warrior is the epitome of physical conditioning, because his job is to kill or be killed. And when you look at these individuals, they're not all about muscle. There's a balance there. I want to just let Chris Cross posted something really interesting, and I want to talk about it, but I want to save it towards the end of the show because we have another question to answer. So, Chris, I got your question, and we're going to address it here in a little bit, about microwave radiation. This is something that I'm actually concerned about, and I have some background in it, so we will talk about that. Let's go ahead and take another question. We have Mike Grady says, after trying some of your past suggestions, I must say you really know your stuff. Did progress come fast for you? I've been training for about 10 years, and I can't figure out if I'm where I should be. Ah, that should burn. That's a dangerous word, should. You could shoot all over yourself if you're not careful. Go ahead.
You know, where you're at right now is where you're at.
Where you are, right.
And I know that sounds odd. But, you know, that it encompasses a lot. Things like what you had to work with insofar as genetics, information available to you, diet, any injuries you had to work around.
Did your mother smoke cigarettes and take Librium and Valium while she was pregnant with you?
Right. So look, everybody's dealing with issues. The important thing is you start progressing towards a goal. Now, you need the goal itself, but you also need the plan to get there and the persistence to see it through. With respect to me, I would say my progress came fast at times, but others it was agonizingly slow for most of my training career. Here's what I mean. When I got into free weights in college, I rapidly got stronger. You know, as far as benchmark weights on squat and deadlift, 300-400 pounds came and went before I even knew it. I don't even really remember hitting those numbers. I just remember passing through. It was only when I approached 500 pounds on the squat and deadlift that things began to slow down, in some cases considerably. So, yeah, you know, during the 1 to 2 year period, my gains were fast, but those were newbie gains. Everybody gets those to varying degrees. What happens next will make or break you as a lifter. So here's what happened to me. My first competition, I squatted and deadlifted 525. Okay, I was, I think, 19 years old. Although I hit heavier weights certainly after that, it took an agonizingly long period of time. Why? Well, first, I got injured. Formerly 10 feet tall and bulletproof, I was now a mere mortal for the first time in my life. Okay, I also exhausted all of the training programs that I could pull from Powerlifting USA and elsewhere. My diet knowledge was very rudimentary. You know, it boiled down to eat a lot, keep eating a lot. The biggest waste of time that I experienced, trial and error. And this is hard for me to admit, and I'm very bitter about it. But I wasted the better part of a decade from age 25 to 35 due to trial and error. And I'm still very, very angry with myself because of that. Even today, okay, I'm gunning for a 500 box squat. And yeah, you know, that's without knee wraps and only a belt. But I am embarrassed to be telling you about it and what that figure represents. Why? Because if I hadn't wasted so many years on stuff that didn't work, that figure should be 700 pounds minimum, not 500. So after your newbie gains are exhausted, most trainees never make much progress beyond that. At best, it is slow gains, because you find fewer and fewer training methods that'll work. And muscle growth does also not occur in a linear fashion. It comes in kind of in waves. Your job is there to catch that wave, you know, quantify it and attempt to recreate it. What I'm telling you is this. If you've exhausted newbie gains, you need to do everything in your power to avail yourself to methods and techniques that remove the error part of the trial and error equation. I have over 60 issues of the Blueprint Bulletin. Every one chock full of training, diet, or supplement tips that will get you to the next level. If I had that information when I was 25 to 35, as I sit here today, I would be a lot bigger and a lot stronger guy with fewer injuries. The good news is this. You don't need to repeat my mistakes. Just decide to do something about that today. Don't wait. Don't waste another day. Decide to do something about it today. Whether it's my information or someone else's, don't waste a decade like I did.
Yeah. I know. There's so many great trainers out there, yourself included. But people just, they just go to the gym and they meander through it on their own. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We have lots more questions. We're also going to get to Chris Cross's suggestion, which is really intriguing. It's something that I enjoy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Good song. Welcome back. So, Coach, we actually have a question, an observation, a question I want to address before we move on to the next question. Chris Cross says, microwave radiation is also shown to increase fasting blood glucose and serum insulin levels. You said that losing weight is about maintaining blood sugar and insulin levels and stabilizing. So I think keeping these off your body and away from our bed at night is also important. Any thoughts on this? So before we answer the question, I just want people to be aware of something here. When we talk about microwave radiation, everybody thinks it's that 1.2 gigahertz in your microwave. So technically, anything above 750 megahertz is considered microwave. And all cell phones and all home routers and all home cordless phone base stations transmit in what is considered microwave radiation. So this, we talked about this a few years ago when I had the author of the book called Zapped on the phone, on the show. And we live in a sea of RF pollution today that I am absolutely positive is playing a role in many of the diseases of modernity. Recent studies have now shown that what is considered microwave radiation, when we say this, don't think of your microwave oven. Think of your cordless phone. Think of your router, your cell phone, your iPhone, your tablet, everything that you own that is transmitting right now, transmits in this wavelength, can actually change the diversity of the gut microbes. So it's coming forth now that this invisible, innocuous, not the snow. We have snow right now, as you can see. That this invisible, innocuous thing that seems to be all around us, but we don't know it, is actually doing things to our bodies. What do you think, Coach?
I think that's entirely plausible. I think with respect to his comment about, you know, it raises blood sugar and insulin levels, the next logical question in my mind is, okay, by how much? You know, it's a tough call. It really is. If the goal is fat loss, then again, I'm in favor of anything that causes insulin to be steady or in some cases low. Intermittent fasting is probably the easiest, most foolproof way to do it. Because if you think about it, there's not another diet in the world that guarantees you a fat-burning hormone in your system for at least 16 hours or however long it is you're fasting. But, you know, IR light, it sounds intriguing.
Well, now wait, we're not talking about IR light now with this question here. This is microwave. This is radiation that's around you all the time.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a lot more to this that's still, you know, it'll be 100 years from now when we'll find out how bad this stuff was for us. But unfortunately, we won't find out until they change to some other generation of product when they say, well, we don't use that anymore. That's what's going
to
happen.
I have heard detrimental effects happen to people, you know, just standing in front of a microwave while their food heats up.
Yeah.
That would not surprise me.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's a leaky microwave, that's a microwave that needs to be thrown away.
Yeah, well, look, none of that would surprise me. The further away you get from nature, from cooking something over a fire, the worse it's going to be for you, unfortunately.
Yeah. All right, so the next question comes from Joey Gomez, longtime listener, old school strongman, so I've ballooned up again. This time I'm 260. Between 260, I ballooned up from 260 to 280. It's the same 20 pounds I keep putting back on and losing. I can't seem to break the cycle. I really want to get down to 240, but I want to stay there. What do you propose I do?
Okay. See the pattern that's coming in around January 1st?
Yeah.
It's not unusual, but at least these people are already, they're pre-existing members of physical culture. Now, I would need to know a lot more about him, but I'll work with what I've got. The first thing you need to realize is you can't keep doing what you're doing and expect things to change. So in this case, I would suggest you start making wholesale changes across the board. Number one on the list would be to change your training. Now, remember, this is somebody that's already training, probably going to the gym 3-4 days a week. He doesn't have to start at 5 minutes. Ideally, I would suggest switching to a largely body weight template for a number of reasons, not the least of which is it'll auto-regulate your hunger, meaning you're not going to be as famished after your workouts the way you are after artificially overloading your body with thousands and thousands of extra pounds of weights. When it's just your body weight being lifted, you know, you cannot exceed yourself to a certain extent, however you want to say it. It's also important from a psychological perspective, meaning by performing movements like dips and push-ups now instead of bench presses, you won't lose strength like you will oftentimes with weighted movements. You know, you'll actually gain it. So losing 40 pounds for anybody, particularly a strongman, usually means losing strength, especially in the upper body. There's no such problem with body weight work. It'll actually get easier the more weight, hopefully fat, that you lose. I would suggest 2 to 3 sessions in a row of lactic acid tolerance type training, essentially 5 to 7 compound body weight moves with no rest in between. I would rest 1 minute then between rounds and build up to 5 rounds. I have also had success recently with individuals where we pick 6 or 7 exercises per workout, but I have them do Tabata rounds with that. Again, where you do as many repetitions as possible within 20 seconds, rest for 10, rinse, wash, and repeat for up to 8 times later. Every fourth workout, third to fourth workout, should see you switching to trying to move big weights with longer rest periods between sets. Here's a good example. If you're sticking with body weight stuff, low rep gorilla push-ups, okay, with your feet up on the wall, for example, versus dips or straight push-ups on your lactic acid tolerance training days. What that heavy workout does is it does a nice job of keeping your central nervous system sharp and crisp, retaining muscle, but especially boosting strength. In most cases, training in that manner is extremely efficient. Lactic acid tolerance training workouts, they're over in 15 to 20 minutes, tops. You know, sometimes faster if you're using all body weight stuff. As for cardio, you might not need it. You know, believe it or not, you might not need it. That's because, you know, the clients I have using at least 2 and up to 4 lactic acid tolerance training sessions a week, they lose obscene amounts of fat. That will also give your heart and lungs a workout that no traditional cardio can match. Try it and see. Take your pulse, okay? When you complete your 5 or 6 exercises in a row and you're resting for that 1 minute, take your pulse. Tell me what you find. It's up there a lot higher than almost any cardio you can do. And, of course, we get to diet. Depending upon how bad it is, you know, first clean up the simple carbs like candy, soda, or packaged snacks and food. I've said this before, and it's true. It's an easy way to buy, consume, you know, the right things. Shop on the perimeter of the supermarket for most of your food, because it's there you're going to find your fruits, vegetables, dairy, et cetera, et cetera. Next step would be to eat carbs only during the 2 hours after your workout. Shortly after that, you know, bring your total carbs down to 100 a day. You know, you need a diet for life, and most people can live with that amounts of carbs long term, you know, because it's not taking everything away from you, it's just moderating it. And finally, if you do really want to kick things into high gear or you hit a plateau, ephedrine plus caffeine twice daily has long been the heavyweight champion of fat loss, not weight loss, fat loss. The combination of such is research proven to accelerate fat burning dramatically. Take the second dose no later than 3 p.m. Otherwise, it can cause insomnia. In the past, I've given several items that you can use to stack with ephedrine and caffeine to actually bring about even more profound results. Those are in my newsletters, and I will have a new one debuting next month. It's very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff.
This next,
you know,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
The fundamentals are always there: training, diet, and rest. You got to nail those, and that's how I would change them.
Eric Brenner says, "I finally got around to trying those top range rack pulls that you've been recommending for a while. Wow, I feel like an absolute beast when I leave the gym after doing these. What else are they good for?" Your ego?
Yeah, you know, that's true. You know, for reference sake, you know, the top range rack pull, like we've been talking about, is similar to the below the knee variation, except you set the bar up much higher when you're pulling it. It only comes off the rack an inch or so. It's important to set the height of that bar correctly such that you can, with a slight break in your knees, get your legs into the movement. Because remember, the goal is to contract every available muscle fiber simultaneously and move more weight than you can in virtually every other movement. And, you know, as people have found out, including Eric, you hit everything with this lift, not just your traps. Now, I get a lot of heat for the top range rack pull, probably more so than any other. I've been told it isn't an exercise. I've been told it's not good for anything. And one guy even referred to it as a circus lift. The joke's on them, because the top range rack pull is one of the best moves, maybe the best move, for muscle and strength that there is. Due to the upright posture and the lack of trunk flexion, like you'll see in full range of deadlifts or even rack pulls a little bit lower. It's also one of the safest movements you will ever perform. Jumps of 50 pounds or more from session to session aren't uncommon. It is one of the very best hardening movements also that you will ever use. Now, if you've heard me blab about this for weeks and months and you're still skeptical, I want you to go ahead and work up to your best pull off those pins and hold it for 5 seconds. Now, here's where things get interesting. The extreme weight resets the Golgi tendon threshold, allowing your muscle to contract more forcefully. For absolute proof of that, proceed after you do your rack pulls to perform any other movement you would like to test that day. You know, it could be full range leg press. It could be a static hold on the seated calf raise. It could be just full range neck work. Tell me what you find after you're done doing that, because what you'll find is that it feels like you are lifting feathers. In fact, I did this with a trainee last Friday, Russ. Russ is a great guy. He started doing top range rack pulls at 400, 425. Last Friday, I don't know, less than half a dozen sessions later, he hit a 600-pound rack pull. And then I had him do dips. His previous workout, when he did dips, he increased the number he was able to perform by one. Okay, from the previous workout. So he went from doing 10 to 11 reps. After rack pulls, he did 18. Think about that. He went from a one rep increase from workout to workout to a 7 rep increase.
Yeah, that's pretty remarkable.
You know, I mean, that's what else top range rack pulls can do for you.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I want to hear from people. I want to challenge you. I want you to challenge me. Go out there, do it, and then pick your full range movement and right back in. I want to hear about it next week.
You know, it makes perfect sense because when you grab that bar and you stand up with it, which basically is what you're doing, and you're just maybe moving it an inch or two, or the spaces between vertebrae and are compressing, so maybe you're just moving it an inch. I don't know. But the bottom line is that every muscle in your body is firing in unison. It's almost like it makes your body experience community because all of your muscles are communing together to move that weight. It's really interesting concept that you bring forth here. It kind of, and I can see why anything you do after that would feel less than normal to challenge. You know,
I have told people over and over, the reason this lift works so much is because it lights up your central nervous system like a Christmas tree. Yeah. And after you've activated it to that degree, everything else that you lift is going to feel a lot lighter.
We're going to take a break, and we have the blueprint tip of the day. We're actually going to be talking, I guess, about Dallas McCarver again, right? You're going to be... Did we change that?
Well... Yeah, I've got a different tip of the day. I'll do Dallas next week.
Are you sure? Did I let something out of the bag or something? Or did I?
No. I just want to make sure, you know, what I have read. I want to make sure, number one, what I read was actually true.
I understand it completely. Yeah. All right, so let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. More of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad. program today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You've heard about turmeric, and you probably use it. It's one of the most talked about health foods in America. Pure Indian Foods sources certified organic turmeric from small farmers in India. This limited edition turmeric is standardized to contain high naturally occurring curcumin, which is the good stuff you want. It's also lab tested for heavy metals, which you want less of in your food. Psst, don't tell too many people about it. It's limited edition. Get yours today. Go to highcurcuminturmeric.com today to learn more.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you've followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenix Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenix Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenix Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenix banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenix Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay, so I'm in the dark about today's blueprint tip of the day, I guess. So what are we going to talk about?
All right. The tip of the day is the most powerful physique-altering steroid is – recently, I was asked what the most powerful physique-altering steroid was. Not necessarily the one that puts the most weight on you or the one that got you the strongest. The one – that most dramatically improve someone's appearance in a short period of time. Now, I will admit, I don't have any firsthand experience with these, but I've been around long enough to give you an answer. And I can sum it up in one word. Trenbolone. Now.
The king of androgens.
Oh, jeez. What is seared in my memory about Tren is a guy I went to college with who was using it. Now, he was always kind of Mr. Average. He was about 5'9", 190, you know, had a good muscular physique, but was hardly the most impressive guy I ever saw. Then one day, he began to change and change quickly. He was getting dramatically bigger, stronger, and more intense while he was training. He was very aggressive both in and outside the weight room. Now, about 3 weeks in, he looked like an entirely different person. He looked like he had put on 25 pounds of muscle because all of a sudden his vascularity, Carl, it was off the charts. He had veins that looked like you could drive your car through. And they were sprouting, you know, over all different parts of his body. So one day I asked him his secret. And you know, we knew each other. You know, we weren't best friends, but we also were part of that fraternity. And he said, "Hey, man, I'm on TRT." He was laughing, and he said, "Trend replacement therapy." So apparently he did trend for his very first cycle. Now, I'm no expert in this, but I do know it's far from the drug that you would want to, let's say, cut your teeth on. And when I asked him why, I remember, I'll never forget, his answer was as, you know, simple as much, I guess, made sense. I said, "Why trend?" He said, "Because that's all I can get my hands on." Yeah. So
back then, I mean, I used to buy Fina pellets. Finaplex is a trenbolone pellet that they inject behind a beef cow's ear about 6 months before they slaughter it, and it puts on a lot of weight. But they puts on a lot of weight when they combine it with estradiol benzoate. So you could get the Tren pellets, and then you just put them in some ether, or ether works best, or ethanol, and it liberates the hormone. And then you just have to dry it out and wait and get the crystals off, and you can put it into an oil and heat it up in your oven and sterilize it, put some benzyl alcohol in it. I mean, guys were making this stuff at home. I went the transdermal route with it. I wasn't going to make injectable oils in my kitchen. I drew the line on that.
Regardless of where he got it or what kind he used, here's what I observed. Dramatic increase in strength. His bench went from 275 to about 365. And it didn't take long. Dramatic increase in training intensity. Every set he did, it looked like life or death. His skin started taking on this reddish, purplish hue to it. He had nosebleeds, a lot of them. He confided in me. Short temper. Now, I don't buy the roid rage nonsense in most cases, but according to him, he said he could just be standing in line somewhere at the bank or at the supermarket, and he was just like, "I was just itching for a fight. I had a real short fuse." I don't know if that was just him, but he tells me.
In my experience, you know, it is. In my experience, people who get like that when they take Tren have insecurities, and they believe that the Tren, it's like people who buy pit bulls to scare other people. I've done lots of Tren, and I never got mean. I was going through one of the worst periods of my life. I was going through my divorce and was being oppressed by the system. Cops were calling on my home every day, and it was like there was no rage. People use that as an excuse, the same way they use getting drunk and then getting in a fight as an excuse. Well, I was drunk. Nah, you're an asshole. You just needed the beer to hide behind. Oh. I think we lost your connection for a second here.
Impressive.
We're back. Okay.
You know what? It was more than just muscle. Because the muscle that he was sporting was very dense, very hard. He was very vascular. He told me once it was the closest thing to physique in a bottle that he ever tried. And ultimately, later on, he tried a lot more different steroids. He got into it big. But he said far and away, he said Tren was the closest thing to a physique in a bottle that he had ever come across. Now, there was something else I noticed, and you might be able to help me out with this. He coughed a lot.
Well,
and after reading about it later,
Tren cough only happens
there's
when
either
you're
something.
But Tren cough only happens when you're injecting. You don't get a cough from Tren unless you're developing some sort of a cardiac malady. Tren has been shown to cause a great deal of increase in pulmonary blood pressure. And so, yes, you could get a cough from that because you actually start getting fluid in your lungs, which is a sign that your heart's not functioning right. Think about that next time you think Tren is the drug for you. You lose all of your conditioning. You go from somebody who maybe could do a high intensity interval training 3 days a week to a guy who starts huffing and puffing going up his stairs. Trend the pulmonary blood pressure is a real big issue with Tren and dangerous for older users. If you're an older guy and you use Tren, you could end up with a heart attack really, really fast, like shortly after the dose kicks in. But Tren cough is the stuff that when guys would use Tren acetate because it's fast acting. You have to inject it every other day. And the good thing about that is if you don't like the sides, you're just stuck with them for one or two nights and that's it. Tren enanthate, it lasts 18 to 26 days. So if you don't like the sides, too bad, you're stuck with it for the rest of the month. But the Tren Ace, for some reason, when you would inject it, it would hit your lungs and it would make you cough. And the cough was scary. It was like, oh, my God, I'm not going to be able to control this. I'm going to pass out in a second. Like you start to get the wah, 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 wah. You know what I mean? When you're starting to asphyxiate a little bit. Now, obviously, if you pass out, you stop coughing. Yeah. That's your saving grace. But the Tren cough is characteristically when you're injecting it.
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever it was, he told me he had to come off. I don't think it was the cough and the nosebleed so much, but he told me there wasn't one night where he got a good night's sleep.
No.
He said he said I would just lay there.
The Tren sweats. You would wake up in the morning literally in a pool of your own sweat. And people don't understand what I'm talking about. Your sheets would be so wet that they would be almost translucent. You could see through them. That's how wet they were. And if you slept with somebody else, they would look at you and go, what's wrong with you? Are you like running a fever or something? No, and you don't sleep. When you're that uncomfortable and you're sweating to that degree, your breathing is labored, and you have this general feeling of malaise, like you're getting the flu. You just don't you don't sleep on trend. That might be why people are all bitchy and pissy on it, to be honest with you. But here's the good news. Yeah. You show up at the gym and you swear to God you are too sick to work out. And you move weights you've never moved before. And that's because Trenbolone takes your body hostage. Your body doesn't feel good. It's not sleeping good. It's all effed up. You don't feel like yourself. But all of a sudden, you just pulled 600 pounds for the first time in your life. Like, I don't understand this. And that's the thing about Tren that keeps bringing people back, even though the side effects are horrible. They're horrible. Horrible.
Yeah. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was never used for use in people, right?
I don't know the answer to that. I know a doctor who was prescribing it, and he had to flee the country, and he came on my show when he turned himself in years ago.
Oh, jeez.
2008, 2009. He was a HRT doctor, and he had a guy who had prostate cancer, so he couldn't give him testosterone. So he gave him just like 75 milligrams of Trenbolone and anthate a week, just 75 milligrams. The guy felt fantastic.
Yep.
And he didn't have none of the side effects. I mean, none of the prostate inflammatory effects of testosterone, DHT, and all that sort of stuff. The guy thought he was doing a good thing. They ended up putting him in jail.
Awful. Yeah. Anyway, I thought this would interest some people. Tren appears to be the most powerful compound that someone can use. You know, and at least what I witnessed. It led to incredible improvements in both appearance and strength. Now, years ago, I know you could buy what you were talking about, right? The cattle implants.
You can still buy them.
Convert them.
You can buy them right now. You buy Finaplex online right now. Finaplix. Finaplex.
Yeah. And there were kits, right, to make an injectable. But I know a ton of guys were using it with DMSO.
Sure. You soak the pellets in ether, they break down. But there's a yellow liquid left behind. You pour that yellow liquid through a few coffee filters to get all the excipients and binders out. What you're left is ether and the hormone. Then you cover that with a coffee filter and you put it up in your cupboard and you let it evaporate. Once the ether evaporates, it leaves behind this yellow sandy material in the bottom of the jug. And then you add your ethyl alcohol to that and you create almost a tincture, if you will, and then that's the base of your oil. If you're going to put it in oil, or you're going to put it in a transdermal, or whatever you're going to do with it, there's your raw trenbolone in ethanol right there.
Yeah.
It's that fast, that simple.
In any case, I saw a gym, or I saw a shirt in the gym, rather, just recently, and it made me laugh. It said, train hard, trend harder.
Yeah, trend harder.
You got to give the guy credit for his honesty.
Trend harder, yeah.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know what? It's January 1st. It's people wanting to make fast changes, and I thought, you know, between the training advice on how to really do it and stick with it long term and the magic beans, well, I gave it to all of you this session.
Here's the interesting thing. A study came out 2 years ago that showed that trenbolone is associated with rapid onset of dementia in its users. And I'm telling you this, being a user, a guy who used it years ago, I liked it. I used it for years. But apparently there's some stuff coming down the pipe now because there's a lot of people out there using Tren. They started doing more research into it. And, it carries some long-term risks, not just the uncomfortable side effects that you feel when you're using it. It's not a good idea to use it. It really isn't.
That's the last thing I need. I'm having big problems with memory that I need to address.
Yeah, you don't want Tren, then. You don't want Tren. You don't want Tren. But
SHR.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, you know. I tried it.
It's good to hear from people that have first-hand experience, right?
Yeah.
All right. So that's going to wrap the show. I got to head to the gym and set a new PR today.
Oh, good.
And hopefully I'll be able to report back on that next week.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot. Thanks to everybody for listening. Don't forget, Quest cookies are coming. You heard it here first. These are amazing. I ate two of them during the break. They're fantastic. I will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. I want a vacation already. I keep forgetting. We just got back, didn't we? All right.
Have a great time, brother.